I just want to set a background here. Because the word will always agree with itself. And it says here, for the word of the cross is to those who are perishing foolishness, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. The cross is the power of God. And so with that as a background, I want to just take you to Hebrews 6, because I want to just go through some things. I saw part of this before, but I want to reiterate it because I see it in a new clarity. But the cross is the power of God. It's the power that delivers us. The cross is the different one of the major differences between us and any other religion, because the cross made possible the grace that we walk in. The cross made possible the salvation that is there for us. It made possible the eternal life that we have, that we're already living. It's not, eternal life is not something that you're going to live in someday. It's something that's already started today. We don't have to wait for it. It's already here today. So here in Hebrews 6, I just want to share with this, and because here in Hebrews 6, there's a lot of things that are taught out of this that I think if we bring some clarity, you'll see it in a little different light. So this says, therefore, 6 verse 1, say, therefore, leaving the elementary teachings about Christ, let's press on to the maturity. Let's press on to the completion, the perfection. Not laying again a foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God, of instruction about washings and about laying on hands and the resurrection of the dead and eternal judgment. In other words, what is he saying? He says, let's not just stay in the one foundational camp. Why? Because he was just talking in Hebrews 5. This is all one thought coming down from Hebrews 5 by about verse 11. See, because he's talking about the elementary principles of the oracles of God, and he was talking about there are some who have come to need milk instead of meat. And so he's just continuing that thought, and he continues that thought all the way up to, all this is just a rabbit trail to assure you of the faith and the hope we have in God. Because he's dealing with a group of people who are being attacked severely. He's dealing with a group of people that are being judged and who are losing their rights within their society. It's a group of people who are being pushed upon by the Pharisees. In other words, what's happening is that there's a lot of persecution happening towards this group of people. A lot of persecution is happening, and it's causing them to begin to do some things, or at least contemplate some things that are not going to be in their best interest. When persecution comes, you're either going to get tougher or you're going to get out. That's just what happens. You get tough or you get out. And some of them are wanting to get out. And he's explaining to them, number one, why you don't need to. He's explaining to them the eternal purpose that is made available to them. The eternal hope that is made available to them. So it says here, that therefore leaving the elementary teaching, in other words, not just continually staying in the same basic foundation. He's not talking about leaving the foundation and going and doing something totally different. He's talking about moving into the things that bring maturity. Moving into the things that bring maturity. He's saying you already should have down by now. You should already understand the instructions of baptisms and laying on of hands and the resurrection of the dead and eternal judgment. You should already get those things because we've already been teaching it to you. He had always spent a great amount of time in chapter 2 speaking and declaring just how perfect Jesus was for this assignment. Chapter 3, he had been revealing to them what the deal was about unbelief and how unbelief had cost the first Israelites, to not walk into their inheritance. And then he showed them in chapter 4 how Christ was with them. how Christ suffered with them and was their high priest, and he had suffered through all the things that they had suffered through.